Now, you've heard of the Birdman of Alcatraz, but have you heard of the Birdwoman of Ballinahinch? Last week on the show, we were talking about how much we all love our pets. Well, Louise Hunter contacted the programme. She's passionate about parrots. She's just opened a refuge for them in her own home. She now has 18 to care for. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to meet Louise and her feathered friends and even managed to get a brief chat with Oscar the parrot.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
That's Rosie. Rosie, she plucks the feathers out of herself. She had to bite me 31 times before she came friends with me.
Oh, doesn't like me.
Wee Rookie, he's a Timney. He's a lovely wee bird. He does a lot of talking and he sings and he whistles and he does the Simpsons tunes and he loves. Marvin waves his wing, he talks, he says hello, he whistles. He would get on to anybody as long as he thinks he's getting jewellery. Now, he would maybe get the odd nip, but he does not draw blood and bite really hard.
That's comforting to know. He's still not getting on my shoulder.
This is Willie, yes. He loves women. He would entice women to wear a whistle to them and try to get them over to the cage. But men, no. He just wants to swear, say bad words to them.
And they could talk to him. Let me hear him talk.
Hello.
Louise Hunter, you have taken me round your house and you have started your own parrot refuge.
Yes.
Louise, why?
Well, I was a car worker and I actually had to give up because of osteoarthritis and I couldn't work no more. So I actually got, Rosie was my first bird and I put an ad on Facebook saying that I would take in unwanted parrots and stuff. And lo and behold, a year and a half later, I've 18.
Your whole house is taken up by birds and that might drive some other people to insanity.
It probably would drive a lot of people, but I have a real passion for birds. And believe it or not, what you hear, I don't hear because it's normal to me to hear it. You know that way? People come in and say, oh, how do you stick that noise? But the noise doesn't bother me or my husband.
What about at night?
Oh, no, they all sleep. You see from about 7 o'clock. The birds all unwind and all you hear is the grinding of their beak. If a bird's content, it grinds his beak and you hear a wee grinding of his beak and they go to sleep and that's the end of the next morning.
You must be, you're obviously very close to them.
Very, yes.
And some people might say, how does a bird have a personality?
A bird does. Every single one of these birds are different. First, Cody, I can actually hold Cody like a baby. That one that's squawking in the background, I can hold him like a baby and on his back and tickle him and pat him.
And he's given off because you're talking
yes,
to me.
Yes, he's jealous. If my husband puts his arm around me, the bird would actually try and fly at him. It's bonded with me. A parrot will bond with you. And that's your, you know, that's, in other words, that's, they class you as their boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, they you're their mate, believe it or not.
That mustn't be much fun for your husband.
No.
And some of them do say a few choice words. In particular, little Willie, he
does not like men. Willie, if he sees a man, he automatically curses. He says a lot of bad words, so he does. Sometimes I get embarrassed of people coming in and he starts just cursing and saying real bad words. Now, I'd love to see Willie with Stephen.
Do they have a favourite TV programme?
Oh, they all love Emmerdale. Some of them actually whistle Emmerdale, the tune of Emmerdale and Carnation Street because it's on all the time. And they love that other one. I can't remember the name.
EastEnders.
Yes, EastEnders. They love EastEnders as well. They love all those programmes and they actually can whistle some of the tunes.
Does anybody here in Ballinahinch call you the crazy bird woman?
Oh, here, I actually get called the bird woman. They actually, there's a man came to my door with two love birds and he says, are you the bird woman? And I says, why, who wants to know? He says, I have two love birds here, would you take these? He says, I heard about the bird woman in Ballinahinch. He says, and I didn't know where you lived, he says, but I asked it everybody, he says, and I finally found you. So obviously people know who the bird woman is, but I am a crazy bird woman. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Bye-bye, Oscar.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Oscar. Bye-bye.
And squawk and speak and talk.
Can I just publicly say for the record,
yes,
I will never publicly be seen with Willie.
Oh dear.
Good morning, Aris.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, after hearing your wee article there about Oscar,
yes,
I've been appealing on Radio Ulster on Monday on Sean's programme and then on Stephen Nolan's. My friend in Ballyclare, now the bird is parrot-like, but he's bigger than a parrot. I can't tell you the exact name. He's beautiful. Joan, who owns him, is disabled. And Batesy, he's called Batesy.
Right.
And he is her sole company. And unfortunately, he has got out. And we're all desperate to find him. The last time he was seen was on the railings on the chapel in Ballyclare. And after that, we've had no spotting of him.
Oh, you've lost him.
We're desperate to get him back. We're hoping that somebody has taken him in because the weather has been a bit iffy. It's been up and down. And as you know, it's warm weather they like. He doesn't talk, but he's a wonderful, beautiful bird. He's red and green and yellow.
My goodness.
And as I say, he doesn't talk, but he likes Joan to keep him a wee drop of her tea at the bottom of the
right.
cup. He drinks it.
So what are you trying to find him again?
We're trying desperately. It's an appeal at the minute.
But if somebody finds him, what do they do? You can't run after it.
Well, some people who are, you know, bird lovers might be able to catch him. And if they've taken him in, that's what we're hoping for. And with you talking to Oscar, I thought,
yes,
great idea to get on. Please, could somebody, if they found Batesy.
Yes.
It's Joan and Ballyclare.
Okay.
And Radio Ulster have been very good all week.
Well, Aris, we will try our best. Thank you for calling us this morning.
And thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And please, try to find us Batesy.
Thank you, Aris.
Thank you. Bye.
You see, that woman thought I was a nice man.
Yes, I like Irish. She is a lovely lady. She rings in all the time.
A parrot.
I used to have a budgie when I was younger. Have you ever had a budgie?
I have no doubt you had a budgie.
I had a blue budgie called Jay.
I had a Rottweiler. You had a budgie.
You didn't have a Rottweiler. You did not. You had a poodle. A poodle and Shih Tzu cross. Did you ever have a budgie?
No.
Budgies were good.
I did have a budgie.
My mum hated them though. She would sit with a book on her head.
Why would people have budgies?
Because they're nice. They
make noise and squawk in the house and dirty all over the cage.
Your mother kept you.
Do all of that kind of stuff.